not supposed to steal a man's note now. I will never do that. We tell a lot. We have a lot of fun telling stories about Bill Monroe stories. You know, one of the ones. Tony, you want to tell that one about the Ozark rag?
Oh no.
But Bill, there was this tune that after any time you saw Bill Monroe in the dressing room, if you were a guitar picker, eventually Bill would kind of look at you through these like Coke bottle eyeglasses and say, "Let me see the guitar, right? Let me see that guitar now." And he'd play this number on it.
"I got a good number for a guitar."
He'd say, "I got a good number right here for a guitar, man."
And it goes like this.
And it goes like this. And he went over to this jam session at this music store, and Mike Bubb of the Del Macari Band has the video of Bill Monroe walking in the store, you know, and there's a guy from the Opry or Nashville Network playing Telecaster guitars. They're having a jam session in this store. And Bill walks in, and you see the guy in the hat coming through the amplifiers in the back, making his way there. And he comes, and he looks at the guy with the Telecaster. He says, "I've got a good guitar number here for a good guitar man to play." And Bill picks up the Telecaster, and it's videoed, and he plays this number. This is called the Ozark Rag, and it's a fine number. And he said, I believe the quote was, he said, "It's a fine number there, and if you put that out there and you tell them Bill Monroe wrote that, it would really hit the country." And he'd say things like, "Now the guitar man, he's got his part to play too. And the fiddle man, he has his part to play. And when the music comes up out of there, why, it's fine, man. It just comes up. It all comes up there. And the begging tones, they're talking to each other. You can hear them calling out to each other, the fiddle and the banjo." Anyway, we do invoke the maestro quite a lot.